in Ashfield, so kind of inner west. And then pretty much from primary school, I grew up in southwest Sydney. So went to primary school in Milperra, which is kind of near Bankstown. Then I went to high school in Bankstown. And so, yeah, grew up in, I think back then that part of Sydney was a little bit more monocultural, very Aussie part was Milperra. But yeah, outside of that, kind of Bankstown, where my family lives now, Liverpool, is very multicultural. And so I had the benefit of growing up with people from all different kind of countries in the same street that I lived in. I had friends from all different kind of backgrounds, which was really an interesting way of kind of growing up here and just seeing how migrant families kind of came to Australia and survived. So that was pretty cool.
Thanks, Jace. That's awesome. Well, how about you tell us a little bit about your story? What are you going to talk to us about today?
Yeah. So I thought what I'd share a little bit about is how I became a Christian. And particularly how Jesus has kind of changed, I think, the direction of my life and how he kind of affected my story. And so growing up, I was kind of I was a perfectionist. I was my mentality was, a real man, a real successful person makes his own way in the world. And so it's up to me to work as hard as I can, to toil at stuff. Whether it's studies or work, whether it's career or relationships, everything is about how much effort I put into it and how hard I work. And so it was actually a pretty depressing way to grow up, actually, because it's when everything is about how much work you put into it, sometimes you just don't put as much work into things and you see things fail. And all the time you're kind of anxious because you're always wondering whether you've done enough work or whether things will kind of come out in the end. So I grew up and my parents are Christian, so I grew up going to church, and that was kind of the way I related to God. It was all about what I could do for God, whether I can earn God's favor. And I think I grew up subconsciously kind of thinking I would never be able to meet kind of what God expected of me, but I think I was pretty prideful and thought I could do it. So I'll be fine. So I grew up in church. I think where things changed was two of my really good friends who were a little bit older than I was became Christians, and they were just on fire for God. They loved Jesus. They loved talking to people about Jesus, and I could see there was a difference in them. And for me, it was a bit strange. Like I'd grown up with these guys, so it was very different to see them wanting to read the Bible and wanting to talk to people about Jesus. So that kind of impacted me a little bit, and I was kind of asking them what's going on. And they were encouraging me to read the Bible and to kind of figure out this Jesus thing for myself, even though I grew up in church and I thought I was a Christian. They kind of telling me, go figure it out. And they were offering to kind of sit down with me and to chat about it. But I think I was still very prideful, still very much, I'll do it. I'll still work my way there.
How'd you take that news, if you don't mind me asking? Because I assume you thought by this point you were a Christian. Like, what was the thing that triggered you as this being a little bit different?
I think I'd never seen. So, I think in my mind, being a Christian was going to church and kind of doing the good stuff, the good things. But you never really enjoyed it. You never really wanted to be there. You just did it because that's what you do. And that's how you get into God's good books. But suddenly these two good friends of mine loved it. Every Sunday was the day they looked forward to more than any other day in the week. They were there early. They were chatting to people about stuff after the service. And I was just like, this is weird. People are not meant to be like this. This is
why are people enjoying church?
How dare they enjoy church while I'm miserable there? How dare they enjoy it? So that was something that really struck me. And I think, one of the guys in particular, his name was Victor, he pushed me and kind of challenged me to think about it. And, after a little while, he sent me a sermon or a link to a sermon online. And I was working at the time. I was an engineer studying and working. And it was at lunch. I still remember it was a lunch break and I had nothing to do. And I was like, I'll put my earphones in. Maybe I'll listen to this sermon. I don't know what possessed me to actually say that. It was purely the grace of God. But I ended up listening to that sermon. And by the end of it, one of the really clear things I got was the message of grace. Mm. And so the message that it's not about how much I try to earn or work my way there, but it's about Jesus freely giving himself for me. And that completely shattered what I thought. I think for me, you know, my perception of Christianity, which was you work your way to God, you do enough good things, you go to church, you tick the box kind of idea, that was completely shattered. And just my whole view of life was shattered there, I think, because life was about trying to work your way to get things. And so, that was amazing to see that the Bible said it's not about me working my way there, but Jesus freely giving himself for me. And so that was pretty incredible. And that started a journey where I started reading the Bible more. And oddly enough, this message that I thought was only there in that one Bible passage I read that one time was everywhere. God is the gracious God. He doesn't expect us to clean ourselves up before we come to him, but he freely welcomes us and he changes us and he puts no kind of conditions on his relationship with us. He loves us and brings us into his family. And so, yeah, it just completely changed the way I viewed things. So suddenly friendships that I had were no longer about me working my way to make sure that friendship lasted or whether that person could maintain the friendship, but it was about grace, it was about forgiveness, and it was about love. So, yeah, that completely changed a lot of things for me. I think that's where kind of my story of trying to work my way there and Jesus' story of he's given himself for me kind of intersected, and it completely changed the course of my life, which was pretty, pretty amazing.
Yeah, thanks, brother. That's so encouraging. I guess I have just one last question. You mentioned at the beginning of your story that you were a bit anxious, as all kind of, you thought following God was rule-based, and now you're more persuaded that following God is actually an act of grace that's given you freedom. What do you think is the biggest difference between how you used to be back in the early days and how you are now? What difference has that grace made to your life?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think at the core, it's not having to wake up every morning wondering whether God loves me or whether I'm still, you know, part of his family. So having that security, it's been pretty amazing during this kind of time of COVID-19. Every day we kind of realize that more and more of the things we put our security in are crumbling. The economy is crumbling. You go to university and suddenly you realize all the structures that were there are no longer there, and everything we trusted keeps falling away. But the one thing that just will never crumble and be insecure is our standing before God because of Jesus. And so I think that's one of the most liberating things and one of the most amazing things that's changed is, yeah, just kind of realizing there's real security in my relationship with God. And that frees me up then to be able to relate properly and well to other people. And so when other people fail me, whether friends in friendships, whether there's betrayal or anything else, I can forgive, I can show grace and patience. I don't always do that, and I often need to be the one who asks for forgiveness. But, I think God setting the standard in the way he relates to us means then that I can show that to other people as well. So that's probably one of the main things, I think, yeah.
Yeah, mate, that's awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. That's been really helpful.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.